Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you so much for taking the time to honor my request for questions. I'm trying to get to a few of them here. I will hopefully get to yours. If you want your question to be answered, send a note in to laura@lauraco.com. I read them all myself. But today we're going to answer a question from Julia. Hey, Julia, thank you so much for writing in. She writes, first of all, Laura, I just want to tell you I'm a huge fan of the show. Thank you, Julia. Appreciate that. And then she goes on to say, I've been in a 10-year relationship with my spouse. He wants to travel and save money to travel more. I just want to save our money for the future because I'm worried about retirement and savings. What do you do when you've been in a long-term relationship and you disagree on something this fundamental? Wow, Julia, thank you for that great question. That's an amazing question. And I've actually been thinking about this idea of negotiation for a long time. And I wanted the opportunity to either write about it, speak about it. So this is something I'm excited to talk to you guys about. When you think about negotiating, whether you're in a job or you're at home with a relationship that you've been in for a long time, I mean, come on, guys, if you've been in a relationship for more than 5 years, you know that there's an endless list of negotiations, right? Who's going to take out the garbage? Who's going to do the dishes? Who's going to work? Who's going to take the promotion and work more hours? Who's going to stay with the kids? All of these things are endless negotiations. What do you do when you're at a point where you can't negotiate? We've all gotten there. I have. I've been in a 20-year relationship. I've been there many, many times, which has got me thinking about it. I also ran a company. And negotiation was something that came up with my employees. They wanted a raise. Maybe I didn't feel like they've done their work. They wanted a different opportunity. I didn't have one available. And we're always trying to figure it out. But how do you do that without conflict, without the discomfort, right? So many of us don't want to go into these moments because we see them as conflictual. What if they're not conflictual? So then I work with couples sometimes, and the thing that I think gets in the way of everyone's comfort with this idea of negotiations leading to conflict, therefore I want to avoid it with every bone in my body because I don't want to be in conflict. But then there it is, we're in conflict again. And this is why I don't bring up that subject. And, you know, in Julia's case, I want to travel, but my spouse wants to save money. I don't even want to talk about it anymore because we always fight about it. Now there's resentments that are building up, right? And when you get into this cycle and all of a sudden there's resentments and blame and anger, and how do you get out of it? So you avoid the subject because it just leads to that same argument you've had 100 times. Maybe the employee just leaves the job because they don't see a way around the conflict that's going to come from an attempt at negotiation. So here's what I have for you. What do you want? Most people say when they're asked this question, they say, I want you to change, right? They don't say what they want. They say what they want the other person to do different. They say they don't deserve to ask. I want what I want and I don't want to be questioned. So they want to say what they want and they don't want to hear anybody else's opinion. So it's like so hard for them to say what they want and they don't want to ever be told no. They think they're going to be challenged. They don't want to get into the conflict. If I say how I really feel, the person won't believe me. They won't be open to what I have to say, so why would I even bother? So what happens when you don't speak your truth? When you don't start to say what you want and you lead the negotiation from a different place because you've decided one of those things, or maybe I left out a couple, something along those lines is going on. You start to manipulate. You get what you want somehow, or you're just angry or resentful, right? I'm just trying to get along, but your resentments are building up. You blame the other person for everything. You feel frustrated or sad or tired all the time, right? How many people have been in this situation? If you've been in a relationship, I know you've been here. But what's the deal with compromise? What's the deal with figuring out how to get through these complicated subjects? I think it all comes down to one simple point. How do you know when something's really a yes? And how do you know when something's really a no? And how do you honor those yeses and nos in the person that you're with, right? So if you take the example of the question asked by Julia, one person wants to travel and one person wants to save for retirement, how big of a yes or a no are we really talking about here? What do I mean by that? Well, I would love to have some ice cream today. Do I really desperately need this? Is this a soul crying need? No. Do I want to go to a certain place for dinner? Well, you know, kind of. What are the kinds of things that you are negotiating on that you care about and the things that really don't matter to you? When is it an authentic truth that you must live and express and deal with? And when is it just something that isn't worth the conflict or the negotiation? So, for example, say you're in a situation where you would like to stay home with the kids and you don't know if your spouse is okay with it. If this is a soul level need for you, but maybe finances are kind of tight, but you don't think you have the right to ask, you don't want to put all the pressure on your spouse. You don't want to have a conversation that's going to lead to conflict, so you don't say anything and then you're not home with your kids and who do you resent? You resent your husband. You resent your wife. But what if it didn't have to be like that? What if you could sit down? And here's the solution. You have to start with expressing what you really want, not blaming the other person, not making assumptions about what they're willing to do, what they're not willing to do, not resenting them because you've made the choice to not speak for all these years. You have to just speak your authentic truth. What is it that you want? I want to stay home. I need to travel. I have to feel a sense of security and save some money. So in Julia's case, maybe there's a compromise. 50% of the money goes to a savings account, 50% goes to a travel budget. The question is, before you can even answer the practical technical solution, you have to ask, is this a deep needed yes? Where at my soul, I need to be home with my children. At my soul, I must travel. And if I don't do this, I'm going to resent you. I'm going to resent my life. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be unhappy. If you don't speak your authentic truth, a cycle, I call it emotional weight. It layers up. And when you wake up one day, you feel heavy, weighted down, and you blame everybody. You become a martyr and a victim. Nobody wants to live that way. The solution is so easy. Say what you want. It's your truth, nobody else's. Start there. Recognize you can't always get what you want in the moment that you want it. We're not petulant children. Just because you've said it doesn't mean you get it that hour. But can you come up with some solution that would work over a reasonable amount of time so that your needs are met? Because that's what this comes down to. What we want are our fundamental needs. And if our needs are not met, we spiral into an emotional weight that is uncomfortable and unhealthy for everybody. So I want to travel. I would like to save. I would like to stay home with my children. I want to take a new job. I want to move. Is this a deep need? Is this a deep want? How can you express that to the person you're with? How can you express it without being a petulant child and without blaming or assuming or worrying about what they're thinking? Just own it. Just express it. And then after you're done expressing it, allow the other person to fully express where they are. And then sit with this negotiation for a while. There may not be an obvious solution. It may take a little bit of time. That's okay. We worry about getting our needs met the minute we say them in that moment. That's not realistic. We can't always get what we want when we want it. It might take some time. So hopefully that helps you in your next negotiation. Don't worry about the other person. Don't question what they're thinking. Don't start analyzing how it won't work and what it can't be. Start with yourself. Ask yourself, is this a deep yes within my soul that I must move forward on? If that's your authentic truth, just start there. Allow the other person to express their authentic truth, what they need, and slowly come to a conclusion. I hope this helped. I think it's a great topic. Thank you, Julia, for writing in, and thank you so much for listening.